Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to JolieKerr@gmail.com. With me, as always, is my partner in crime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave.
Hi.
I would ask how you are, but I think I already know the answer.
I'm a little down.
You sound a little grim today.
And it's not even going to be topical down by the time anybody hears it.
Are you feeling down because you get the holiday blues?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Okay.
I am so sad about the holidays and how the decision to put something at the center of the table was bad for the table, but everybody wanted that for the table. And now I'm very sad about the fact that I'm going to have to look at that for 4 hours.
That was pretty good. I was curious to see how you were going to...
It was close.
Are you going to bring that one back around?
But running out of runway there.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sorry to hear that you suffer from the holiday blues, but Thanksgiving is upon us.
Yeah, that's great.
It is.
Have a lot to give thanks for.
We do. I have things to give thanks for every year immediately after Thanksgiving, because when Thanksgiving is upon us, it also means that cranberry sauce, red wine, and gravy stains will also be upon us.
You have all kinds of, like, great turkey juices.
Yeah.
There's so much, like, this is like your Christmas.
The holidays are a mess. It really is. I love it. I love, love, love it. And as everybody knows who listens to this podcast, I love it when you all make messes of things because I love my job and it keeps me in work. So with that, today's episode is going to be all about Thanksgiving and how to treat the trifecta of Thanksgiving stain, the cranberry, the red wine, and the gravy. We'll talk about what to do about those stains on everything from table linens to ties. But before we get into it, we want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages we're offering and select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. And this week, we are also so thankful for our first round of premium subscribers. You guys, it's really happening. People are giving us money. So in our first tier of giving, we offer not only the bonus episodes, but a shout out to our patrons. And so today we have a nice list of patrons. So we want to say a big thank you to Zoe Weinstein.
Oh, I know her. She follows me on Twitter, I think.
Does she?
I think so.
Excellent. Dave, bring in the first of our sponsors.
So does this mean I have to sing Candle in the Wind again?
No, please, no more Candle in the Wind.
We'll save that for the next time we talk about a wax-related topic, I guess.
So thank you to Zoe. Then thank you also to Becca Murray, Chad Shootman, Lizzie V, Brian.
Oh, I know Brian. Brian follows me. Totally rings a bell.
Julia Algier, Amy Connor, and Lauren Thompson. Thank you all so much. We really appreciate the support. And for those of you listening who would like to hear your name shouted out on the podcast, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson and select one of the levels of giving, and you will get your very own shout out.
And you should spread the word about how unbelievably invaluable the bonus episodes are for your day, because it's just people don't get how great they are. Like, think about all the stuff we save.
We do save things.
For that. Like, Like right now, you're probably like, man, how do I get this out of my blah, blah? And you're just like, I listened to the whole episode. Maybe it's in the bonus.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe.
But we can't tell you.
Maybe we're cruel that way.
I am.
Yeah, Davis.
Give me money.
Davis. All right. So anyway, thank you guys. We're really thankful for you, especially on this, our Thanksgiving episode. Yay.
Well done.
Yay. All right. So we've got some listener questions.
Should we get into those right away? Ooh.
Yeah.
I like when we build to those and then like I come in later and I'm just like, hey, what's up? Oh, is this David? Oh, that's a second segment. Sorry, David. I scrolled down too far. Andrea.
You just favor your own people. You just like want to push all the Daves to the front of the podcast. I mean, I get it.
You can't spell Andrea without
without David.
Three of the four letters in Dave. All right, what does Andrea got going on here? Andrea says, last Christmas, my uncle basically saturated one of my sister-in-law's dining room chairs with red wine. The chairs are covered with beige micro suede. That's a cool word, micro suede.
Yeah.
My husband grabbed some salt and used that to soak up the red wine. However, now she can't get out the salt. It's gotten into the micro suede and absolutely won't come up out of the fabric. So now she has a gritty chair, though the wine stain is totally gone. What to do?
Well,
that's how everybody should end their questions, yeah. Too. What to do?
I have to say, I'm a little surprised that you didn't give us a little musical interlude because this question opened with Last Christmas.
What do you mean?
I was thinking there was going to be a little Wham interlude.
Last Christmas, my uncle basically saturated one of my sister-in-law's dining room chairs with red wine. The chair.
All right, I'm sorry I mentioned it.
I can do it over again if you want.
Please don't. All right, so listen, I picked this question for a couple of reasons. First of all, I'm gonna help Andrea with this.
Oh, good.
Problem.
Otherwise,
yeah,
we're wasting your time. Right,
just be like, throw the chair out. Febreze the chair. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a silly thing to say.
That's the Dave answer.
Clearly, this is not a Febreze situation.
So, but I picked this because I'm going to help her. But also, I picked it because they did something that was good, and I want to talk about the thing that they did that was good.
Before you tell them how wrong they were to do the thing.
No, they weren't. They just need one more step in their process. And then I'll also tell you that last year on actual Thanksgiving last year, I got an email from a friend of mine at probably around 11 o'clock at night. I think this was actually in last year's holiday podcast episode. And I happened to see the email. She was like, Jolie, I'm at family Thanksgiving and we just had an emergency. My uncle knocked over. It's always the uncle, right? My uncle knocked over a whole bottle of red wine all across the white linen tablecloth. What do we do? And I like told her what to do, blah, blah, blah. So I just sort of like I always laugh about the like a whole bottle of red wine being knocked over at Thanksgiving because it seems like that happens all the time.
Well, yeah, everyone's like drunk and reaching across stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell Andrea what to Andrea. Yeah, I don't know how
point.
To pronounce it.
Andrea.
What to do about the gritty chair. What she needs to do about the gritty chair is she needs to get their vacuum out and she needs to put the upholstery attachment on it. And she just needs to give that chair a really, really, really good going over with the upholstery attachment on the vacuum. She may find that she needs to like bear down fairly hard because it sounds like the salt got pretty well in there. But that's all you need to do. That's going to take care of the gritty chair. But let's talk about why they were dumping salt on their chair in the first place.
Did that
strike you as odd that they had done that?
I mean, to be fair, anytime I see somebody cleaning something and not throwing the thing away, I find it odd. So
okay.
Whatever they were doing there.
Okay.
Is it like a religious thing or is it like a good luck thing?
It's
or
not.
No?
It's not.
They were exorcising demons from the chair?
So there's this old trick and I've talked about it before and I've talked about it by saying that this was something that we actually did in my family. My dad's a big red wine drinker. And we had, in the house that I grew up in, we had a couple of rooms that had carpeting in it. And inevitably, like, little sort of small spills would happen. I'm not talking about, like, the huge, like, I knocked over a bottle of wine type spill. But little spills would happen. And my mom would take table salt, and she would pour it, like, in a sort of an anthill style mound. Mm-hmm. She would pour it on the red wine stains, and the salt acts as a desiccant. A desiccant means something that like sucks moisture up.
Yeah, like the things they stick in your jacket.
Yeah, like the silica packets and stuff. That's a desiccant also. So salt absorbs the wine, and then you can just vacuum the salt up or brush it up with a dustpan and broom, and like that's it. That'll take a fresh wine stain out. So that's why Andrea was dumping the salt on the chair. And I wanted to mention that because it is a great trick to know about, especially as we like come into the holidays with the bottles of red wine on the table and holiday parties where things get spilled and so on. Salt is a great thing. Similarly, this wouldn't be like my go-to because it's actually kind of an expensive thing to use for cleaning. But in a pinch, if you get a little red wine, like say on like a white blouse or something like that, or a white men's dress shirt, and you're a contact lens wearer, you can use saline solution to take those little stains out because it's salt water. Yeah, it's just like a funny little thing. Same thing with blood. Saline solution will work on blood too. That's another episode for another day.
Oh yeah, we're doing that one at some point.
We definitely have to do blood. But anyway, wanted to mention the saline solution during the holidays we're all traveling. So if you're a contact lens wearer, it's pretty likely that you're going to have your solution with you.
Right.
I know I'm a contact lens wearer, so I am really diligent about always having solution in a case nearby when I'm traveling because my eyes get really dry and itchy and uncomfortable. So it's usually on hand when I'm traveling. So it's convenient.
I hate sleeping on planes with my contacts in.
Oh,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't sleep on planes, so I don't have that problem.
I mean, that's
I have
sleep.
Other problems that I can't sleep on planes.
But like, if I close my eyes for like 40 minutes and then I wake up, it feels it feels like somebody dropped like sandpaper in my eyes.
I know, it's the worst. Yeah. It's the worst. Contacts. I resent them, and yet I desperately need them.
If only I was less of a coward, I would have had laser surgery. Like, 10
I'm such
years
a coward.
Ago.
Yeah, no. I'm such a coward. Yeah. You know what? Actually, sorry, and this has turned into a discussion of our eye problems now. But I met someone over the weekend who had LASIK about, I think she said like 6 or 7 years ago, not that long ago, and it's reversed.
Oh.
It's not working anymore. And I was like, oh yeah, now I'm telling people that's the reason I'm not getting LASIK.
Yeah, that's not for life. Wait, does she go back? Is it like is there like a warranty? Can she go back and like get it like refixed or whatever for free?
I have
so many questions. Write in to the next
episode. I'll text her and ask her. We'll do a bonus episode follow up.
We'll clean up your medical bill and clean up your retinas. Like my buddy did it, and he was no. like,
save no. it because I want to talk more about red wine.
I got a good story about him being blind in one eye, but I guess we don't care about my friend's medical problems.
I mean, unfortunately,
eventually the eye was
fine. I'm a compassionate person, and so I care that your friend had problems, but I don't think our listeners really care. Anyway, back to the red wine. Let's talk about general what to do when a huge bottle of red wine spills everywhere.
You suck it up and drink it out of the thing.
Yes, exactly. Get a straw and drink it off the floor. So these are sort of your general steps after you have your like oh crap moment. First thing to do is blot up as much of the liquid as you can using dry paper towels or paper towels are easy because they're disposable. If you soak it up with rags, then you have to launder the rags and blah, blah. So soak up as much as you can. This is true if you get it on carpet, if you get it on upholstery, just try to get up as much of the liquid. When you stop absorbing liquid with the paper towels, that's the point at which you want to start introducing some kind of cleaning agent. And I'll talk about a few different things. Don't immediately introduce more liquid because more liquid is just going to make the red wine spread farther. It's going to make it migrate. So you sop up as much as you can before you start cleaning with a detergent. If you've gotten red wine on your clothes, if it's something that you can take off, like if it's not inappropriate for you to disrobe at the...
Looks like I got to get nude at Thanksgiving again.
Thanksgiving
Dave, you spill the whole bottle of wine on you every year. It just keeps happening. Don't know why.
If you can flush the garment with cold running water, that will push out a lot of the wine. And it's going to make it a lot easier to treat. You can also, if it's not something you can take off, you can also dab some water or club soda on it. Club soda is great because it does have a little bit of sodium in it. And so going back to the salt thing, but plain water will work too. Just sort of dab on. You don't want to like soak yourself.
And you mean dab, not like dab.
Yes, I mean D-A-B, not...
No, I mean like you don't want to dab.
Yeah, not like... Yeah, yes.
You should do that, though, if they get the stain out. Celebrate.
No. Yeah, then celebrate. Okay, that's fine. And I want you guys to remember this holiday season that dish soap goes a long way in remediating stains when they happen. So it's very common during the holidays for us to dribble food and drink on ourselves, and usually we're wearing, you know, our nicer clothes because we're dressed up for, you know, family Thanksgiving or cocktail party or whatever. So a little bit of dish soap, even a little bit of hand soap if you're at a cocktail party and you go into the restroom to like deal with your stain, little hand soap, just a tiny tiny little amount, put it on your fingers and kind of massage it into the stain, and then you can sort of wipe it away. And when you get home, you can treat it more thoroughly or take it to the dry cleaner. But those are some good tips for dealing with things as they happen. Here is a weird one. I don't actually really recommend this, and I'll explain why, but I like to tell people about it because it's weird and it does work. So it's not that I don't recommend it because it doesn't work. I have other reasons for not recommending it.
Is it spit?
No, but that's for blood.
Oh.
Have I told you that one before?
No.
Oh. Yeah.
Spit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Try it. Cut yourself.
On the way home today, I'm sure I'll cut myself on a Subway thing or something.
Well, you can try it. So white wine will take red wine stains out. It's a weird thing. Yeah, it's a weird thing. So the reason that I don't like super, super recommend it, but the primary reason why I don't super, super recommend it is because it's a waste of good white wine. I would rather drink it.
Disagree. All white wine's bad. I think that we finally found something for white wine to do that's useful.
Dave, you have the worst opinions about drinks. Dave hates seltzer.
Seltzer's stupid.
Seltzer's not stupid. It's not what this podcast is about. You're wrong.
You brought it up.
Yeah, because you're wrong. Anyway, so listen, white wine will work. The other reason that I don't love it is because even after you take out the red wine stain, white wine itself is stainy. Your favorite word, stainy.
Stainy.
I know you love it when I use the word stainy. So you're still going to have to clean whatever it is that you've put the white wine on. But in a pinch, it does work. It does work, and it's kind of a weird one. Okay, so let's get into the big guns.
Take my shirt off?
Please take your shirt off.
All right, hold on. I didn't really work out today yet, so it's not as big as they should be.
You weren't at the gym twice today like I was?
Oh, gosh, in the
bonus episode, I'll talk about why I was at the gym twice today. Okay, two really good products to know about for red wine stains. These are not necessarily things that you're going to have like on your person when they happen, but they will help you get red wine stains out of things after the fact. So the first one is a product called Wine Away.
Wait, can we do the game where I try to spell the?
Yeah, it's not spelled W-H-I-N-E.
But is it like wine dash a dash?
No, it's just Wine Away. Oh. It's just Wine Away. Yeah, it's not a super fancy one. Anyway, Wine Away is a great product. It has the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. And I like to mention that. I don't know why. It makes me feel more official.
I don't even know what that means. Is to have is it like Angie's List? Like,
no, it's better
Angie's
than
List approval.
It's better than Angie's List approval.
I'm gonna start a company called Great Housekeeping.
The thing is,
suck at good housekeeping.
I think you've made that joke before.
I probably have.
I don't think that's a new one for us.
That sounds like me.
No. The good Housekeeping Institute is Institute. Dave, I love that you're acting like this is like. The height of hilarity.
No, but it's like a cigarette thing, like the American Institute for Smoking, and it's just like a bunch of people that are like.
No, I've been to the Good Housekeeping Institute. It's fascinating. It's in the Hearst building where I work.
What do they do? Is
they
there
test
lab coats and stuff?
Yes, they test everything. It's fascinating. Okay, we have actual work to do today. You're so unfocused today.
You keep like flashing lights around me. And I'm
sorry,
like, what's that?
I'm sorry, this is my fault. anyway, well, okay. In the bonus episode, I'm going to talk about why I was at the gym twice today, and I'm going to talk about the Good Housekeeping Institute. So,
and my blind friend that nobody cares about, apparently.
If you desperately want to hear that quality content, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson and become a premium subscriber. Okay, so Wine Away is a great product. Excellent for clothes. You can use it on upholstery. You can use it on carpeting. Another thing I really like about Wine Away is that it comes in all different sizes. So if you are a red wine drinker and you are clumsy, you may want to get a travel-sized bottle of Wine Away and keep it in your purse or your man bag, because then you just have it all the time.
Okay.
So there you go. The other thing to know about, and this is much more for your table linens that get the brunt of the red wine than for your clothes, because it's a little bit on the harsh side, but it will take stains out, is the use of Cascade powder.
I know how to spell that one.
Yeah, Cascade. So the dishwashing detergent, it has to be the powdered stuff. You're going to use about a half a cup of it, dilute it in very, very hot water, a couple of gallons worth. If you have napkins that have red wine on it, maybe 2 gallons. If you're doing a tablecloth, you're going to need more water because the tablecloth is bulky. So just use your judgment on how much water you need to fully submerge the items that you're soaking. So dilute the Cascade powder in hot, 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 hot water. And just soak the item for an hour up to overnight and then launder it as usual, and those stains will come out. The Cascade thing is an old caterer's trick that comes actually from my mom, who once asked a caterer, how do you keep all your catering whites so white?
And they were like,
Cascade. We wash them in Cascade. So that's where that tip comes from, and it's a very good one. I've used the Cascade method on dingy bed linens, and it does work beautifully. It really does. So with that, this is a good time for us to take a quick break, Dave.
Okay.
Try to get you focused.
I'm focused.
We will be right back with more holiday meal disasters. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Gare. Dave and I have been talking about Thanksgiving disasters. We are going to round out this episode with a discussion of cranberry sauce, which is a terrible stain.
Terrible food.
And also a discussion of gravy and what to do when the Thanksgiving side dish you're transporting to your Auntie Rita's house upends on your car seat. I hear about that one every year.
It's always car seats.
Yeah.
A lot of car seat problems.
There are so many car seat problems. Yeah. So many. You guys are just abusing your car seats. It's terrible. Before we get into the gravy and the car seats and all that good stuff, I do want to talk briefly about cranberry sauce. Let me just level, guys. Cranberry is a real bad stain. I think the only things that are stainier cranberries.
Stainier. That makes sense.
Yep. The only things that are stainier are pomegranate, blueberry, and turmeric.
What's turmeric?
Turmeric is the yellowish, orangish spice that is commonly used in Indian cooking that gives Indian curries its distinct yellow color.
Yeah, that stuff's good.
It's also the stainiest substance on earth, and I do not allow it in my house, even though I am half Indian and I love to cook Indian food, and my aunties all insist that they're going to disown me because I won't allow turmeric in the house.
They should. I mean, you're the one person who should have it because you're the
No. You can't get turmeric out. I cannot get turmeric out. Turmeric is impossible. There is an older podcast episode about turmeric that I did with my friend Jaya, who like me has an Indian dad and a white mom, and she and I have been trying to crack the nut of the turmeric stain problem for a year, for like our whole friendship. And that has involved like the constant harassment of our aunties, because we are convinced that they're holding out. There's some ancient Indian secret that they're not telling us.
Wow. But it's like your Everest.
But there actually isn't. There actually really isn't. It really is. For homework, I'll make you listen to the episode and hear like how it was. Actually, it was an interesting episode in that we both did so much research. And it led us into some like really weird and interesting places. And I got to talk about my, even though my family is Indian, they're from Kenya. And so I learned actually a lot about my aunt and my dad's life growing up in Kenya and like what my grandmom used to do and all that kind of stuff. So it was very interesting.
Maybe I'm like Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting, where like I'll figure it out maybe in like 2 seconds. Like
maybe
I'll just have
like
a chalkboard. I'll be like, oh, you just got to blah, 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 blah. And people will come to me and hire me to start the Great Housekeeping Institute.
That was great. How you just brought that all together.
First
I'm
segment.
Really impressed by that. I hope you do. I genuinely do, because it's a terribly vexing problem for me. Anyway, also vexing, cranberry sauce. So let me talk to you about a couple of things that you may do for cranberry sauce. And again, this is going to be mostly sort of for your table linens, because again, it's a common thing to have a little dribble of cranberry sauce on, you know, your nice white linen tablecloth. So the first thing is the Wine Away people make a separate product called Red Erase. Red Erase. It's also a spray. It comes in a little bottle. And that product is designed for red fruit juices and red sports drink. It's marketed to moms of little kids.
Oh, because like, little kids
like grape juice. Yeah. It's like grape juice, fruit punch, cranberry juice, that kind of sports right. Pedialyte type
boxes
drink.
Of icy or whatever.
Exactly,
right.
All that stuff.
Makes sense.
So Red Erase, I don't know that Red Erase has the Good Housekeeping seal, but it's made by the Wine Away people. Another one to try, with the caveat that it can have a bleaching effect on non-color fast material, so you always want to test it in an inconspicuous spot to make sure it's safe, but will definitely be safe on whites, is hydrogen peroxide. That's always a good one. Very cheap also and easy to find. You can find it in any drugstore. Another thing, it's a bit facile and it may not be good enough, but using a good laundry detergent and applying it directly to the stain as a pre-treatment can also help. I recently have had very good luck with Tide Ultra Stain Release, which is, Tide has like 1,000 different formulas. And I've tried a lot of them and they all have their different pros and cons, but the Ultra Stain Release is quite, quite good. I've been using it recently to get my makeup. After I wash my hands, it sometimes doesn't always come off. And when I go to dry my hands, my white hand towels end up with my orangey makeup residue on them, which is disgusting. Makes me so angry. Makes me so angry. Not angry enough to stop wearing makeup, I guess. But I've been having good luck recently by pouring the Ultra Stain Release right on the stains, kind of like working it in a little bit, flushing it, and then throwing the towels right in the wash. And that's been good. So you may want to try that. So there's my cranberry sauce spiel.
Good spiel.
Also, just like with the red wine, if you do get cranberry sauce on, you know, your table linens, your napkins, or whatever, your napkins are your table linens, I guess. You can also use the cascade method, so you can try that also. All right, so let's move on to the
gravy.
To the gravy.
Gravy.
You love gravy, but you don't like cranberry sauce. Is that what I gleaned from that? Okay.
Just put the gravy on like the potatoes. Like gravy everywhere.
You gravy everything?
Gravy everywhere.
Okay.
Love the gravy.
Okay. That's how I like gravy. I like gravy. Yeah. I actually had a gravy disaster last year. It was very sad. If we have time, I'll tell that story, but we'll see. Okay, so we've got a question from David.
David.
Dave's going to read that
the
for
biblical,
us.
The biblical David. He says...
Any relation?
I feel like we might be third cousins.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he does have his name's David, and he has a gravy-related mess in his place. So it could be me, actually. I don't even know. I could have just drunk wrote this at
Maybe
some point,
you
too.
Did.
This Thanksgiving, I had a turkey gravy catastrophe. My niece put a bowl of turkey gravy on the passenger seat of my humble Corolla. And it chose to explode all over the upholstery. See, like, that sounds like code for, like, he hit the brakes too hard and he's just deflecting blame away. But, okay, I'll go with you on this. I had hot, greasy turkey gravy filling my bucket seat. I sopped most of it up with paper towels at the time, but now I have a big greasy stain on my synthetic fabric-covered charcoal gray seat. I'm too poor to take it to the detail shop to have it thoroughly and professionally cleaned. What is the best way for me to remove the greasy stain and lingering Thanksgiving odors, which sound delicious, by the way? I don't know what's wrong with that. That should be a car freshener scent.
Lingering Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's either like piney woods or lingering Thanksgiving odor. At home without damaging or fading my car seat. Can I ever get that gravy totally out of the upholstery and foam of my seat, or am I doomed to drive a Thanksgiving scented car? Again, doomed. I don't know why you're doomed to do this. It sounds like you've been blessed.
Maybe you should make him an offer to buy the car.
Not for nothing. Can I just sit in your car like 10 minutes a day and just take deep breaths? Throwing a bath towel over the seat for passengers only solves the stain issue, not the smell. I appreciate your help, David.
All right. There's a lot going on here, actually.
The foamy part sounds like I would be completely lost for solving that one. I don't know how you would get that out of the foam situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great sitch.
It sounds like a bad sitch.
It's not a great sitch. My car guy would say to call a priest because the only thing that's going to help you is the power of prayer.
Father Joe the mechanic. You got to stop going to that guy. He's never going to fix anything.
So the other thing that my car guy would tell you that I'm not going to tell you because I already know it's not in your budget, but my car guy would tell you to go buy a new seat off of like eBay. And he would tell you that it's probably only going to cost you around $100. But if you don't have the money for detailing, you don't have the money for a new seat.
Yeah.
I mentioned them because there are other people listening who may have a holiday food disaster on their car seats. And I want them to know that buying a new seat is that is like literally what my car guy says. Like, he's like, every answer is buy a new seat. I'm like, Freddie, it's like having you around, like throw it away.
But like, you know what you sound like right now? You sound like when someone, like usually you're always like, I got this. And you sound like now the doctor who comes back after like looking over your chart is like, are all your affairs in order?
Yeah.
Like you don't really have I'm just saying, maybe call your mom you haven't talked to in 7 years and just, you know, maybe reconcile.
Well, I mean, it's not that dire.
Help David. Is it because you think it's me you don't want to help him? Is that what it is?
That's not why. No. It's just because, this is a bad one. I like to level with people. So that's if I sound a little defeated, it's because this is a bad one. But it's not hopeless. Before I get into what he should do about the gravy on the car seat, I want to talk a little generally about gravy. Because, again, gravy is...
I'm here for that.
Gravy like... red wine, like cranberry sauce, is one of those things that does tend to end up on your person at some point during the holiday season. Like, it's dribbly and, you know, it just...
Right. It's on your turkey. It's on your fork. You put it in your mouth. It drips on your pants. We've all been there.
Yeah.
God, I love turkey.
So, you love turkey?
Oh, my God. You kidding?
Really?
Who doesn't love turkey?
I don't love turkey.
A juicy, delicious, thoroughly cooked... Oh, my God.
All right.
We can never
Bonus
have Thanksgiving
episode.
Together.
Bonus episode.
Here, I made an entire can of cranberry sauce. Eat it. No. I want stuffing.
I do make really good cranberry sauce, too. Oh. I mean, listen, I'm from New England, so I have like an affinity for cranberry sauce. Okay, gravy. Let's talk about what to do when you get a little dribble of gravy on your shirt. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. Okay, so very similar to what I talked about with the red wine. If you can take whatever it is that you're wearing that you've gotten gravy on off and flush it with cold running water, that is great. If you can't, blot up as much as you can, and then get it a little damp, massage a little dish soap or liquid laundry detergent or liquid hand soap, whatever is nearby, massage that into the stain, and that is going to help. One of the things about gravy is that it's a grease stain. So the sooner you get to it, the more luck you're going to have with getting it out entirely. So doing even just a little bit of spot treating on the go will help matters greatly. And then when you get home, you can get out all your products and go to town. So the thing to use for grease stains is Lestoil. Lestoil is excellent. You can get it on Amazon. If you can't find Lestoil, you can use Pine Sol. Both of those are excellent for pre-treating grease stains of any kind. So salad oil, gravy, butter, if you drip butter on yourself.
This is all me.
Yeah. I'm gonna get you a bottle of Lestoil for Christmas this year. That's going to be my Christmas gift to you.
L-E-S-T oil?
Yes.
All right.
Lestoil. If you get gravy on your tie, do you wear ties for holiday meals? No. That's the most genuine laugh I've ever heard from you. All right. Well, a lot of people do.
That is adorable. And a jacket too, maybe? Look at me.
I mean, in my
family. I'm in a Norman Rockwell painting.
In my family, we dress for holidays. So I don't know.
You're so regal.
Can I say I'm fancy. I grew up fancy. now
no, I'm not laughing at that.
Now I'm the cleaning lady. okay. So, but if you get a little blurb of gravy on your tie, shout wipes are great for that. There's another product that I want to mention as we lead into the holiday season. People are going to be wearing their ties to cocktail parties and so on. It's called Silk and Clean. Silk and Clean wipes. They're kind of like those testicular wipes that we talked about a few weeks ago.
The old ball wipes.
Ball wipes. So these are wipes for your ties. But they're formulated to be safe on silk.
Ooh.
Yeah. So ladies also, if you wear silk blouses, especially those are popular during the holiday when we dress up a little bit. Well, I dress up, Dave doesn't.
I wear pants.
So those little wipes are great for silk. Okay. But let's get back to, let me tell you, you can buy those wipes, you can buy them on Amazon. Again, they're called Silk and Clean. You can buy them at Nordstrom, and I'm also pretty sure that they sell them at Brooks Brothers. I think I've seen them there before. All right, so let's get back to David and his car. All right, so look, it's not great. It's not great, and here's why it's not great. It's not great because, Dave, as you said, all that gravy has gotten all the way down into the foam.
Yeah, it's in there.
It's in there. So you're gonna have to use machine, like the little green machine or a portable rug doctor.
Yeah.
The little green machine retails for about $90.
Wow. Just get the new seat if you're gonna do that.
Yeah. The rug doctor, portable rug doctor, retails for about $130. You can, however, find used little green machines and rug doctors and all of those kinds of things on Craigslist, on eBay. Totally fine to buy a used one. That's actually my car guy bought a little green machine at a garage sale for like $20, he said. And that's what he uses. So try that in conjunction with, whatever cleaning agents the model you have recommends. They usually will come with their own little cleaners. That is probably going to help. You may also, for the smell situation, you may either want to Lysol the seat, which will like nuke all the bacteria that's causing the smell, or you can get activated charcoal odor eliminators. There's a company called InnoFresh that makes good ones that I like. They make a little car model that will help absorb the smell. Another product to mention, you can just stick it like right under the car seat, is the Bad Air Sponge. I figured you'd love that.
I don't like the sponge deciding what's good air and what's bad air.
that's a very good odor absorber. So I think that will help with the smell. All right.
Can I offer a suggestion real quick?
Yes.
Just keep biscuits in the car the whole time, and your car will smell like biscuits and gravy, and it'll be super awesome. You can just say like that's the theme of the car. But again, that's just I'm not the professional here. I understand that.
You'll be hungry all the time, too. As you said that, I just started getting hungry.
I am kind of hungry, to be honest.
I am hungry. I ate a power bar on the way over, and it was not enough. All right. But I actually want to talk a little bit, because this does happen all the time. I want to talk a little bit about transporting food during the holiday season or any time of year, really. Okay. So first things first, if you can, put the food on the floor. Put the food on the floor.
Right.
It is, if it spills, it is much easier to clean the floor of a car than it is to clean the seat of a car. So if you have a spill on the floor of the car and you have floor mats, you just take them out, shampoo them with dish soap. I mean, that's how you clean a floor mat.
But you should never have a spill if you have it on the floor of your car.
Well, the other thing is
gravity and physics and all that.
It's a lot less likely to spill. But I mean, if you break really hard or if like a lid isn't
that's the key.
Totally secure. I mean, you just kind of get those lids secure.
They'll just wrap tinfoil over the top of it and just think it's all going to be good.
Yeah.
Even I know this.
Yeah, that was good. Actually, that was a good addition. I didn't even write that.
Value
one of my
added.
Notes. Value added, Dave. Thank you. So just putting it on the seat on the floor instead of the seat, it's going to reduce the probability of spills. And if it does spill, it's just going to be so much easier to clean up. So that's the first thing. I did write secure containers.
Oh, sure you did. Nice.
Oh, but
try.
No, but I meant something different. I meant something different by secure containers. I didn't mean what you meant.
Wait, what did
so
you mean?
You still get the value. Don't worry, you still get credit.
I'm taking it anyway.
You still get credit.
You're not going to steal this from me.
What I meant by secure containers was don't just like stick it on the seat or on the floor and hope for the best. Like bolster it with something that will hold it in place.
Like anchor it.
Yeah, exactly.
Put like a paperweight over it.
Or something, or other stuff around it, or I don't put it in a milk crate on the floor so it's not tumbling all around. Like just secure it in some way if you can. The other thing that is like really a great idea when you're transporting food is to grab a garbage bag or old plastic grocery bags and put those down as a lining, like a tarp. So that if stuff spills, it spills onto the...
Yeah, like I'm picturing David's situation. Like, I wonder how he had that on his seat.
I mean, the thing is, it's so easy to prevent, but it's also so easy to have it happen, especially during the holidays when, you're overwhelmed. There are probably a lot of people running around. I mean, it sounds like his niece actually probably just, like, put this thing in the car and was like, "So Uncle Dave, like, bye." And he didn't even realize, so.
Sure. Blame the kid. Blame the car. No, David's not taking any responsibility.
But yeah, be mindful when transporting food, I guess, is the advice. Hopefully you won't spill on your seats. If you do and you want to hear more about the subject from my car guy,
Father Joe.
There are a couple of old episodes that he appeared on. His name is Freddie Hernandez. He's a columnist at Jalopnik. He's a great guy. He's incredibly knowledgeable. And there are two episodes. I think one is called Clean It. One is called Speed Cleaning. And I forget what the other one was called, but it came out just around this time last year because it was pegged to the holidays. And it was about what to do when someone barfs in the car. I mean, listen, we get real on the show. So you can go listen to those episodes if you want to hear more from my car guy about what to do about messes on car seats. And with that, can you even believe it?
Is it over?
That'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Wow, that was fast.
It was good. Yeah, this was good, even though we got wildly off topic. We hope you guys don't mind.
So my friend died like a day later because of the complications
to
the surgery. But
stop,
you know,
he did not.
No, I mean, no one cares, right? So
he did not. Listen, you guys.
Miss you, buddy.
If you... Let me sign off.
Do it. Do your thing.
So we can go record this bonus episode. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about our weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. May everyone have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.